Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Welcome along to another D Word podcast where we talk dementia. And the podcast has travelled around the world trying to learn about how dementia is treated and the challenges that different countries face. And on this edition, we're going to be finding out about the situation in Tanzania with my guest, Sengu Safik, founder of the country's Fight Dementia and GARE organisation.
Okay, it's great to welcome you to the D Word. Founding director of Fight Dementia and GARE organisation there in Tanzania. Can I have a lot to talk about? Can you tell us a little bit about Tanzania? Because, you know, not everybody's aware of your country.
Tanzania is a country located in East Africa on the east coast of the Indian Ocean. And it got its independence in 1962. At the moment, its population is 65 million people, according to the 2020, according to last year's population census. Yeah, and majority of the people live in the rural areas here in Tanzania. And 15% of the population is aged 60 years old and above.
Okay. So your population is very similar to that of the UK, but I guess you've got a lot more room, haven't you?
Yes. But Tanzania is 3 times bigger than UK in terms of geographical size.
And how many languages do you have spoken in Tanzania?
148 local languages. Wow. Swahili language is the official national language for Tanzania. And we also use English, but English is the second national official, which is used in offices. But the national language is Swahili. And the tribal languages are 148.
Wow. So, going on to our tour of work with dementia, first thing, 148 languages. That must be a massive challenge for you.
Yes, it's a massive challenge. But in most cases, when we are doing our dementia-friendly communities here in Tanzania, we translate the materials or the awareness-raising materials into Swahili because at least here in Tanzania, every person can speak Swahili language.
Right, so that makes it a little easier for you. I mean, tell us a bit about your story. How did you get involved in your work with dementia?
I started working in the field of dementia. That was in 2018. That's August. When I started up Fight Dementia and Care Organization, and I registered it as a dementia charity with the aim of increasing and improving timely and accurate diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease and Alzheimer's disease and related dementias in Tanzania. And by doing that, we started implementing that aim by starting up memorial clinics here in Tanzania. And our first memorial clinic was at Mount Meru Regional Referral Hospital in Arusha. And we are having other memorial clinics in Tanzania. We are having a memorial clinic at Muhimbili National Referral Hospital. We are having a memorial clinic at Bombo National Referral Hospital. We are having a memorial clinic at Sekuture Regional Referral Hospital. We are having a memorial clinic at Manyara Regional Referral Hospital, that's Manyara region. And we are also having a memorial clinic in Mara Regional Referral Hospital at Mara region. And at the moment, we are having five memorial clinics whereby older people with the cognitive and memory disorders can go and receive a timely and accurate diagnosis of any dementia subtype or Alzheimer's disease disorder. And after diagnosis, upon diagnosis, they can also get anti-dementia medications, and these medications are available within the hospital pharmacies. And they are available both for patients on health insurance and for patients on cash scheme. Therefore, those on health insurance, they can get most of the anti-dementia medications, but not all, because health insurances, they issue medications according to available health policies in Tanzania. And unfortunately, at the moment here in Tanzania, we don't have a dementia policy. That's one of the challenges we are having. And they end up buying. But when it comes to buying or purchasing of anti-dementia medications, the medications are available at lower and affordable costs. And the type of anti-dementia medications we are having galantamine, rivastigmine, donepezil, memantine. And we also have antidepressants, and the main antidepressant we use is fluoxetine, because older people living with dementias, they also suffer from depression in the course of living with the dementia. And our memorial clinics are being facilitated by well-trained doctors. And these are doctors who, most of them, have been trained in Australia and Tasmania, University of Tasmania. And some of them, they are undergoing an extensive dementia program via online in the US.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
On this edition of the D Word podcast, my guest is Sengu Safik from Tanzania.
So, you know, you've done a lot of work, haven't you, since 2018. I What was anybody doing anything before you came along? Or, have you started it all off there?
Before that, I was doing research, and I was a research collaborator with the Newcastle University, UK, upon the time. And I was working with the University of Newcastle on two various dementia research projects. That's the dementia prevention and the NEANST project, which was implemented in Tanzania, Brazil, and India between 2017 and 2020. And I was the Tanzanian collaborator. It was a community-based project. And there was also another project which was implemented here by University College London in a partnership with Northumbria University, UK. And the project was called Cognitive Stimulation Therapy. It was a 3 years project. And I was also a site lead and a Tanzania project collaborator. And from those two projects, it's where I got the money, the salaries, or the wages I was being paid from working from those two projects, UK funded projects. That the salaries I used them to starting up and founding Fight Dementia and the Care Organization. Therefore, I used my salary wisely.
Oh,
That
very
was my
wisely.
starting point.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. How is dementia viewed in your country in Tanzania?
I will answer this question, Petty, in two different ways. Before 2018, that's when we had not started doing or implementing dementia-friendly communities here in Tanzania. Little was known about dementia within the formal sector and within the informal sector. Within the formal sector, most clinicians, most health workers, they used to treat dementia or Alzheimer's disease and related dementias as psychosis. And the dementia patients could end up in psychiatric clinics and on antipsychotic medications. That was the situation in the formal sector, especially in the health centers, clinics, and hospitals. From the primary healthcare setting to the tertiary care setting at the national level. Then within the informal sector, that's the community level, both in the rural and urban areas of Tanzania. People had superstitions and stereotypes about dementia because people with dementias, they present symptoms of cognitive decline, memory decline, disorientation, confusion, loss of sleep, behavior problems, hallucinations, delusions. Such symptoms people used to consider them as symptoms of being demon possessed or being witched. And in most cases, elderly patients could end up in hands of traditional herbalists or healers for spiritual cleansing, thinking that they are demon possessed.
Yeah, that we've spoken to other people in Africa with a kind of similar story. I mean, what are your links to the other African countries in terms of dementia? Do you have any links with your surrounding countries?
Yeah, we have links. At the moment, we are having a partnership with the Democratic Republic of Congo. That's our neighbor. And we are having links with our partnership with Ghana. And part of our partnership is not only clinical, it's research. And we are currently involved in a 6 years research project, which is being funded by the National Institute of Aging, sorry, National Institute of Health, US. And through that partnership, we are targeting to improve timely and accurate diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease and Alzheimer's disease and related dementias using diagnostic blood-based biomarkers for timely and accurate diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease and related dementias.
So that's an interesting development, isn't it? Using, you know, blood biomarkers when, you know, obviously even still here, we're not using that with our NHS. So that's a real development, and as you say, yeah, a timely diagnosis.
Yeah, Peter, we are just on the start. We are starting because I am trying all my level best to deliver quality dementia services similar to the quality of dementia services which are being delivered or provided in high-income countries like UK. That's what we are striving for here in Tanzania.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's a great aim for you. I mean, can I ask you, do you have a family connection with dementia at all?
Yeah, my grandmother passed away 3 weeks ago, and she was 105 years, and she had Alzheimer's disease. Yeah, and my biological mother passed away on the 7th of August, 2025. Like 2 months ago, and I diagnosed her with mild cognitive impairment, and I was providing to her care and treatment, but she was having all the symptoms of mild cognitive impairment, and she was also living with underlying medical diseases like high blood pressure, diabetes, and frailty.
So yeah, well, sorry to hear about your loss. Wow, your grandmother, 105. My grandmother lived till she was 101, so I thought she was doing well, but 105. Wow.
My mother passed on when she was 72 years, and
right. She
had a cognitive impairment. My biological mother.
Right. What's you know in terms of carers for people living with dementia in your country, you know, are people here in the UK, as you know, you probably know when you've been here, we call them the Forgotten Army because they do so much to care for people living with dementia. What happens in Tanzania? Do families care for their loved ones as you did?
Yeah. There's a difference, a big difference between the UK dementia care system and the Tanzanian care system. And the first initial difference is that within the UK, you have care homes for elderly people, including those living with the various dementia subtypes. Unfortunately, here in Tanzania, we don't have care homes for elderly patients with the dementia. And that's part of our child objectives. We would love to start constructing or having a care home in each region. But the government is not prioritizing this. That's the biggest challenge. UK, you have care homes. Tanzania, we don't have care homes. They go back straight in their family homes where they live with their family care. With their family carers, their biological family relatives, and other members of the extended families. In the UK, they live in care homes where there are nurses, pediatric nurses, palliative care nurses, general physicians, social workers, paramedics, etc. Unfortunately, that does not happen here in Tanzania. Number two, the second difference between Tanzania and the UK in terms of dementia care services. Our dementia carers, the family carers, are not well trained the way carers are trained in the UK. We are having no family carers training programs. This is because of funding. We don't have funds for that. In the UK care system, your carers, they go through an organized careless and carers support training system. But unfortunately, our carers here in Tanzania, they don't go through that system. They only get the carers, knowledge when they come with their older patients with dementia in the memorial clinics during memorial visits. That's when we get time and opportunities to provide them with some hints about dementia care.
And the sheer size of your country must create all kinds of problems with people getting diagnosed, going to places where they can get diagnosed. I mean, how do you overcome some of that?
At least there are some changes. People, we get dementia patients in the form of self referrals, which means now families in the regions where we have memorial clinics, most families and communities know that the existence, know about the existence of memorial clinics. Therefore, they can bring in their older people or their older family relatives who have started presenting symptoms of cognitive decline, memory decline, and behavioral problems. And also from the primary sector in health centers, district referral hospitals, they are referring patients. At least they change. But before 2018, that wasn't the situation. It was difficult because Tanzania, before 2018, Tanzania never had even a single memory clinic. Therefore, patients could end up in general medical hospitals, could end up in psychiatric clinics, and in such hospitals, they could be attended to clinicians with no single training on dementia diagnosis and post-diagnostic care and treatment.
I guess prior to 2018, when you started all this, I mean, how many people in Tanzania do you now know are living with dementia?
Currently, we estimate that Tanzania has 3 million older people living with various subtypes of dementias.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
If you missed the winners of this year's UK Health Radio Awards, they're all up on the website at ukhealthradio.com, including, of course, Peter Berry and Deb Bunt, who are this year's winners of the Wendy Mitchell Dementia Support Award. Back to my guest now, Sengu Safik. That's a big number, as we have here in the UK. where dementia is now the number one cause of death here in the UK. Earlier on, you know, you mentioned about not having a dementia policy. Is there hopes of getting one going forward and getting the government more involved in all this?
At the moment, Peter, I am looking for partners, and I've been working with Universal Prime Health in the UK, with my colleague and a friend, a long-time friend called Ian Kenneth, who is the dementia lead at Universal Prime Health in UK. He's doing all what he can to help us get funding to write a dementia policy here in Tanzania. That's where we are at the moment.
And I guess, you know, all the research that you've done can only help in all that. And also the human stories that you see, that sort of mix of academic research and human stories can be very powerful, can't it?
Yeah, that's true.
In terms of things like Alzheimer's Disease International, are you involved with them as well?
Well, I was members of, but we are no longer members in Alzheimer's Disease International.
Any reason for that, or?
The reason is confidential, Peter.
Okay, we won't go into that one. You mentioned CST a little bit earlier, cognitive stimulative therapy. Is that something, I mean, here in the UK, it's still looked at skeptically, if I can use that word, that you can have a non-drug related treatment which is as effective as CST?
Yeah, I know I'm training in CST, but the problem we are having in implementation of non-pharmacological treatments for dementia is funding, because, Peter, everything needs money to be implemented.
The world over, you know, not just you, it's everybody, isn't it, really? But, tell us a little bit about your research. I did look one up on the internet, which was the care needs of people with dementia in Tanzania and associated impact on carers, an observational study that you did. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was part of the CST project. We did that through the CST project.
And tell us a little bit about the research that you did.
Yeah, that research, it was because during the CST project, we were recruiting patients, dementia patients with mild and moderate, who are within mild and moderate stages of dementia, and then we could enroll them in the CST. And within the CST, after 7 weeks of CST facilitation, then we started sharing knowledge and experience about the effects, about the effectiveness of cognitive stimulation therapy among older people with dementias, and we were engaging their family carers. That's how we came to publish that paper.
Right. When it comes to prevention, and we look at health-related things like blood pressure, healthy eating, brain health in general, is that something that people are aware of in your country? Because I've got to tell you, here in the UK, we're probably just getting aware of things like that.
Yeah, through our dementia-friendly communities, we usually sensitize communities about modifiable risk factors or factors that are modifiable, and with behavior change, someone can reduce the risk of suffering from diseases that increase the risk of suffering from Alzheimer's disease and Alzheimer's disease related dementias. And also, if someone doesn't modify the behavior, the risk of suffering from diseases like high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, or overweight, they increase the risk of suffering from dementia. And we do that through our dementia-friendly communities. And that's part of awareness raising on brain health aging, on aging better, and promoting healthy aging brains within people from the who are in their mid age to old age.
Okay. You know, there is a lot of work there we've been talking about. How many people do you have helping you there do all this?
In Fight Dementia and the organization, at the moment we are 5.
Wow. That's a lot of work for 5 people, isn't it? You're doing an amazing job. We're running out of time a little bit, but, you know, tell me a little bit, what are your hopes for the future? If we are talking in 5 years' time, which I hope we might be, where do you hope to have got to by then?
Our way forward, or our future plan, is to have a dementia policy. Because without a dementia policy being integrated into the clinical system or the sector, it's difficult to change things around within a short period of time. Therefore, we need a dementia policy, which talks about dementia prevention, or which promotes health aging, a policy which talks about timely and accurate diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease and related dementias, a policy which talks about post-diagnostic care and the treatment, a policy which promotes dementia-friendly communities and awareness raising, a policy which promotes international cooperation and partnership, because we are starting and we need to learn more and more from developed countries like the UK.
Well, you're doing an amazing job considering you only started in 2018. I wish you every success with getting that dementia policy. Hopefully we'll keep in touch, but for now, thank you so much for being my guest.
Thank you, Peter, and thank you much for your time.
Thanks to Sengu for introducing us to Tanzania, and may continue with the great work he's doing there. Well, that's all for this edition. Thanks for your company, and I hope you'll check back soon for some more Dementia Talk right here on the D Word Podcast.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.